Case number 9, PR 2021-005459, SD 2021-00163, preliminary plat, and SI 2021-01248, which is the site plan. TR West, agent for Contractors Leasing Company, and Larry Gutierrez. And I see Mr. Anderson and Mr. Perea. Is there anyone else from your team that will be speaking on this request?
Madam Chair, I'm here, but I'll just be listening.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Perea, if you can give us your name and address, please.
Yes, Vinny Perea with TR West, 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson, your name and address for the record, please.
This is Scott Anderson, 4419 4th Street Northwest, Suite B, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87107.
And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Okay. This was deferred from September 1st. Why don't you let us know where you are in this project?
Yeah, Madam Chair, it's Vinny Perea. We did go back, Scott Anderson and myself, and revise some of the items, landscape plan, site plan, and the utility plan per the last comments we received. One of the items that we were still waiting on, which is why we took the deferral, a four-week deferral, was because hydrology was reviewing. The review mm-hmm. for the conceptual grading plan was still under review, which it still currently is. Another item that we went back to was to reach out to Kirtland Air Force Base to review the site plan.
Okay.
We did receive a comment back yesterday from Janet Cunningham Stevens. Just for making sure that we're complying with the dark skies ordinance. And unless Scott has anything else, I can turn it over to the board for comment. Okay.
Thank you.
This is Scott Anderson. I have nothing further.
Okay. Let's go through board comments then. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections at this time. Just to note that on the site plan, the Fire One plan differs from the utility plan, and we will refer to the utility plan as far as the connection point on the fire system being on Flightway. That's all we have. Thank you.
Okay. Code enforcement?
This is Charles Maestas with code enforcement. You mentioned already reaching out for referrals to commenting agencies and have received comment back from the Kirtland Air Force Base Planner. Within this referral to commenting agency, there's also a requirement to reach out to the City Aviation Department. So we can ensure that you have that contact name so you can also reach out to them for their review and comment. Do you have any questions for me?
Madam Chair, this is Vinny Perea. Yeah, I don't have the that comment. So if you could just go ahead and forward that to us, that would be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Messes with code enforcement, we'll make sure that you have that.
Okay. Is that all from code?
That's all from code.
Okay. Parks and Recreation, please.
Carol Sommerfeld with Parks and Recreation. Thank you for addressing our previous comments. And just wanted to see if the seed treatment would be added to the infrastructure list before it is completed.
Madam Chair, this is Vinny Perea. Yeah, that was one thing. I just got to put that in the notes on the infrastructure list. So we'll have that for the next.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. As mentioned before, Hydrology will need an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan prior to approval. We did receive the submittal on August 23rd, and it looks like it'll probably be reviewed later on this week.
Okay. And transportation?
Good afternoon, Gene Wickenbarger with Transportation. On the site plan, indicate the landscape buffer width between curb and sidewalk and or provide a cross-sectional detail showing these dimensions. Include dimensioning for motorcycle parking spaces, handicap spaces, and van accessible spaces. Roadway dimensioning for some of the access ways is unclear. Because there's different dimensions for aisles, overall parking lot widths, and parking space lengths throughout the site, just please go ahead and label typical dimensioning for each of the parking lot segments for clarity. Show curb radii near building 500 where the driving aisles make a 90 degree turn to make sure that that's sufficient radii per the DPM requirements and for any traffic you have going through there. Regarding the detail for the stairway to the western part of the site, include detail for the entire layout, including number of steps, dimensions of landings and slopes along the straight sections of the pedestrian way that tie into the stairway, et cetera. Clarify if a turndown sidewalk edge will be built along the parking lot or if you intend for header curb to be adjacent to the sidewalk. Just clarify the construction along those edges. Also clear up details for the curb ramps, dimension of landing for the curb ramp detail reference on detail 2443. It would also be helpful just to provide a detail showing handicap spaces with the van accessible aisles, since this is pretty typical throughout the site. An incorrect curb ramp detail reference is made on key note W. Also make sure that everywhere where you have a ramp on site, where it's needed, graphically show it as well as include a keyed note and make sure that the crosswalks also line up with the sidewalks. Along the north side of the site, the van accessible aisles are not adjacent to sidewalk for ADA access. So it looks like you just need to widen the sidewalk so that there's accessibility between the van accessible aisles and the sidewalk there. Just on a minor note on the infrastructure list, clarify item description for no parking signs by stating that it's for clear sight distance purposes. And that's all I had.
Okay, thank you. Any comments?
Go ahead, Vinny.
Madam Chair, this is Vinny Perea. I just wanted to go back and back to the comment number 9. In regards to the van accessible aisles adjacent to the ADA ramps or to the sidewalks, those parking spaces I believe you're talking about are within the underground parking for building 400. And we actually have those right next to the elevator. So I don't know if that changes your thoughts.
The parking spaces I was referring to are for the far north segment near the access way. You have like a what looks like a landscape buffer in between the van accessible, the end of the van accessible aisle and the sidewalk. It only looks like you need to widen the sidewalk so that you have accessibility from the handicap person on the van accessible aisle to the sidewalk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Vinny Perea. I'll get with you offline with this, Gene, just to make sure we're looking at the same locations.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Let's go ahead with planning comments then.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Regarding remaining comments, we noted that the height of the wall depicted as note J on the site plan. We actually don't see I didn't see a height for the wall. Here, let me go to the site plan real quick here. That's a plat. Here we go. I'll zoom in here, there's a wall noted as keynote J, but there's no height mentioned. Do you have that? Oh, you do have it mentioned here. I'm seeing. Okay, yeah, you have it here. So
would it help? This is Vinny Perea. Jay, would this help if part of that keynote, we just kind of write minimum height and max height, as well as keeping all these call outs?
Yes, that would be good. You mentioned in the comment response letter too that there's an 8-foot retaining wall.
Yeah, so the wall along the east property line, kind of up against where those two garage buildings, you have the wall height varies between anywhere between 5 to 8 feet.
Okay, I'm seeing 5 to 7.
Oh, that's the west side. Sorry, on the east
side. On the east side.
The bottom part right there.
Bottom part.
Yeah.
All right, down here. Okay. That's the 8-foot retaining wall. Okay. You might mention that's a retaining wall in a note as well, because it's kind of confusing if at least just seeing it here. Note that's a retaining wall. Okay.
Just to clarify that west wall you were talking about earlier, that's also a retaining wall as well. So we'll write retaining wall on the keynote.
Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you. I added a picture to our memo. I don't know if you've seen our memo, Vinny, but I added a picture to our memo. Scott will remember this picture. It was from the site plan for 2818 4th Street. And this is the DRB chair wanted to add this picture to our memo to refer to for facade design. And I don't want to go into too much detail regarding what she would like to see because she's not here to explain it. But because this is going to get deferred, I would suggest getting in contact with us about facade design after the meeting, because the DRB chair wants to see, wants to see some changes to the facade design. And we need the solid waste signature on the site plan. Signatures around here somewhere. There they are. We just need the solid waste signature on the site plan. And you mentioned that you've evaluated the climatic and geographic responses to site design per section 5.2(d)(1) of the IDO and complete the sun and shade analysis. And the landscaping plan will show evaluation of outdoor elements and integration. Could you explain that, please?
So yeah, that was going to be, this is Vinny Perea. One of the questions I had in regards to that one was in our initial submittal, we had that evaluation done by our landscape architect.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to see exactly how you want us to show that on the landscape plan versus that form.
Okay. Well, that's another DRB chair question. We'll need to liaise with you after the meeting and go over those, over what she wants on that.
Okay.
And that concludes the site plan comments. We just have an FYI regarding the preliminary plat, that a recorded IA must be submitted prior to final sign off and planning for the final plat. And I'll note that there is an infrastructure list with this submittal. So that concludes our comments.
Okay, thank you. And I didn't do this earlier, I apologize, but are there any members of the public that would like to speak on this item? Okay, not seeing anybody. So let's go back to, as we said, I believe we're going to need a deferral on this. And it seems like the most pressing item is probably the grading and drainage plan. Mr. Amijo, you said you received that last week.
Mr. Amijo, hydrology, actually, we received it end of August. Right, it's come up in the queue now, so it should be reviewed this week.
Okay. So then does that mean that a 1 week deferral is acceptable or should we go to the 20th?
Ernest Armijo Hydrology, a 1 week deferral should work.
Okay. Is that acceptable to the applicant?
This is Vinny Perea. Yes, that's acceptable. We'll take a 1 week.
Okay, great. Do I have a motion to defer item 9 to the DRB meeting of October 6th?
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Thank you. Please vote.
Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Chris Darmijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Dean Wolfenbarger with Transportation, I approve.
This is Maggie Gold with Planning, I approve. So there is a consensus vote to defer item number 9, PR 2021-0054459 to the meeting of October 6th.